And it's time for Barbara Friedman at 9:37. Views and news till 12. And of course, your WhatsApp message is 0725671567. I'm actually watching it right now.
I'm watching the
penguin chicks walk.
Are we going to get there just now? Amazing video. We're going to get there now.
Yeah, I'm watching. Yeah, I'm not. I'm not listening to you.
So the first story I've decided to go with is Sia Khaleesi being named in Time's 100 Most Influential People of 2024. And this, as I understand it, the publication drops tomorrow. And then, of course, they do name the person of the year. That we don't know who that will be. But he is in the list of the 100 most influential people. And Sia Khaleesi really is that South African, gift that keeps on giving. He's always in the international news with amazing accolades and amazing achievements. And I just thought it was worth mentioning because it is very much an online thing that starts to trend, and he has, he is that rugby captain who has done so much more than just the rugby, and he has, united South Africans in so many ways. And I think it's actually wonderful that he's on this list. I went to look at some of the other people on the list of 100. It's all sorts, a whole mixed bag of people. And, you know, we always look back in time at how they used to do their lists many, many years ago, where there were like no women on the list. there was certainly no diversity on the list. And now when you look at the top 100 people, it's such a range of people from across the globe. And I think that's really awesome.
It really is amazing. But so to this video that I'm watching at the moment.
He's obsessed.
Top 100 people in the world, absolutely deserving.
Amazing.
I can't wait to get to this story.
Yes, but now we're first going to go to another completely bizarre story, and then you have to listen to this because I actually had to talk about this. I don't know if anyone ever saw the movie Weekend at Bernie's. I just remember it being the most ridiculous movie, but people love it, where the uncle or whatever had died and they kept dragging his body around the entire weekend at the beach house. And that's what this reminds me of. So earlier this week in Brazil, this footage has emerged showing this woman wheeling a corpse. It's allegedly her uncle in a wheelchair through the mall, in a Brazilian mall, and then pushing him into the bank where she went to the counter dealing with the teller. She needed him to co-sign on a loan to withdraw money from the account, and the video footage literally in these articles shows her, she can't believe this video, they have blurred the corpse's face. She takes his limp hand and actually puts it onto the counter to try and make it do whatever it needs to do. I'm not sure if she was trying to get him to do his fingerprints or sign with it. She puts a pen in his hand. She wheeled her dead uncle into the bank so that she could draw money from a co-signed loan. And she's been arrested.
Yeah, well.
Well, I should think so. But the uncle's still dead. But the thing is, did she think the teller would think, what? He was asleep? He was in a coma? Well, I don't understand. It's incredible footage. I'm sure we're going to get the story up on our site. I'm sure people out there are going, that's in very poor taste, Barbara. But sometimes, you know, you just have to see what you have to see. And that is a story that I find utterly bizarre.
Mm.
But now let's move on to your favorites.
Kind of stuff you got to watch.
I know. That's my job. So the third story, which you have been alluding to the whole way through, is actually amazing footage. And we are definitely going to get this up on our site.
Sure.
And there's actually the National Geographic footage is on YouTube. So we are going to be able to share that. And what the story is, it's the first time ever that king penguin chicks have been filmed diving off a cliff like you see in this video. So when they are 6 months old, around that time, they do go and jump into the water and start swimming on their own. I mean, that's their instinct. They're at that age. But it's very rare, apparently, for them to dive off such a high cliff. And in this case, it was a 50-foot cliff. What's that in meters? It's pretty, pretty darned high if you see the video. Drone footage did capture it, which I always think, I always worry about drone footage in the wild, because sometimes the animals are not They're aware of it, but it seems as if it was far enough away. So they're on this icy cliff. This was in Atka Bay on the Ekstrom ice shelf in Antarctica in January this year. Approximately 700 emperor penguin chicks gathered at this cliff. And it's far, far, far down the sea. And it's very funny. The first one goes to the edge and you can see they're like teenagers jostling. And the first brave one, I don't know, he's obviously the leader, he or she, and sort of like goes and looks over the edge and then dives off. And you see him swimming in the sea below. He's fine. And then slowly the other ones will start following him and diving off.
Some are pushed off.
Were some pushed off?
Because they're kind of congregating. And okay, then some are actually. But what is interesting, and I don't know if it's different to the notes that you phoned, is that they've watched the spat. And so some of these six-month-old penguin chicks go to the two-foot little jump into the ocean. And for a very long time, another mass of penguins would go to this high cliff and they... Satellite pictures revealed this, but they never quite knew what happened.
Oh, is that how this all came to be?
And they filmed it for the first time.
They filmed it for the very first time, yes. And this is Bertie Gregory who captured unprecedented footage for National Geographic. And it's actually going to be part of an upcoming docu called Secrets of the Penguins, which will debut in April 2025. So that is going to be something to look forward to.
Yeah. Great photography, really amazing.
Unbelievable, but just such a... Animals are so... It's so fascinating to see how they...
Instinct.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay, right.
Brilliant.
Six months old, they jumped off. Is it a 50-foot or a 100-foot cliff? 50-foot cliff. But the visuals are absolutely amazing. You want to go and check it out. Just Google... what did I Google? Penguins jumping off cliff, and it will pop up. Next, Professor Bonita Meyersfeldt. We chat with her, Associate Professor, Wits School of Law. And this in the wake of a conversation that we've had last week, this around the significance of the Judicial Matters Amendment Act of 2023. So essentially, it was also brought to our attention by Professor Bonita Meyersfeldt, in fact, that this approved act is influential in breaking the silence that masks gender-based violence, since many women face charges for criminal defamation after speaking publicly about gender-based violence perpetrated against them. So, means to frustrate them by the people, the men implicated in GBV. So it looks as if it is an important breakthrough in our fight against GBV. Professor